Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and you're listening to RBN all across the nation. And today's guest this hour is Frosty Wooldridge. And Frosty is a real friend of mine, and I give tribute to him for his energy, vitality, and his sacrifice to enlightened America's citizens as to many of the situations they find themselves in. He taught me a lot through the years. And Frosty, did you know that I'm going to take a little breather from the airwaves? And so for a while, this is the last time you and I'll be chatting unless we want to chat privately on the phone. So Frosty has been a great mentor in many ways on the issue of illegal invasion, illegal entry, the ramifications of the numbers, the decline of the culture of this nation, a teacher, a writer, energetic. So how are you today, Frosty?
Well, Barbara Jean, thank you very much. And to everyone across America, I want you to know that we're losing a great voice with Barbara Jean's departure. And that I hope that all of us and all of you out there in America, whether you're watching TV or listening to radio or reading the newspapers, appreciates and understands that this great woman, as far as I'm concerned, really manifests the best of America. And she is the 21st century Susan B. Anthony. She has the heart of gold. She has the integrity. She has the intelligence, the learning, and the understanding of what we're doing to ourselves, what this nation must do in order to pull out of this dive. And much like Susan B. Anthony, who, of course, gave the suffragettes the ability to continue, Barbara Jean really gives you the enlightenment and the education and the tools to make a difference for this country, your civilization, our culture, our language. And I really hope, Barbara Jean, that in the near future you make it back to the airwaves so that you can continue to inspire and continue to activate, motivate, enlighten, and educate Americans across the board.
Well, my goodness. You make me think I'd better keep on going if all of those wonderful things could possibly be applicable to little old me. But it has been, in truth, I have to say, an extraordinary experience. And every time I think of the technology and the wonderful screens and the, like, just the homepage of RBN and the flashing videos now that are right there, YouTube, and all of the things that have transpired in the 14 years or so that I have been on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what it was that drove me to being on the air? It was an overactive fax machine, for heaven's sakes. We'll be right back with Frosty Wooldridge.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back, and to the listeners out there, I would also like to talk a little bit about that unattended and incredible sex machine. I thought it was so exciting. This is about 1993, 94, and I just was so enthralled that this could work so fast. And, of course, it didn't have the sophistication of cutting a particular article or anything like that. It just came out, that fax machine, all across the family room, all across the dining room. I would come home, and there would be rolls of paper. I had joined with a group that was very concerned after the passage of NAFTA. Right on that, the heels came the WTO or GATT-WTO. And those of us who had really studied NAFTA knew that the WTO was far more dominant, a bigger problem, and maybe that shouldn't happen either. So I would busily, carefully read what was on the big stream of paper and cut with scissors all the different articles. And in this, I must acknowledge a person who was so much a part of the fax world. And that was one Pat Owens that I met from Wisconsin. And all this material would come. So I wondered what to do with it. So I would cut it up, put it in envelopes, send it out, read it, of course. And lots of times I would take it to a neighbor who happened to be a talk show host. But anyway, just a little bit of background. But as I'm on that topic, I would like to say thanks to Dee and thanks to Manny and thanks to Carrie, the folks that put together the shows and all of that. They're kind of behind the scenes, but an integral part, do jobs very well. So a thanks to those folks as well. Now, Frosty, you have been a mentor of much information, and always our topic when we get together on this one is a country without a border. There doesn't seem to be much hope that we will indeed have a country with a protected border. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, at the current rate of our loss of border, if you will, and the current rate of immigration-driven growth, this nation is going to add 100 million people by 2035. For those of you who want to do just a little bit of math, and I'm a former math and science teacher, that's just 26 years from now. And I have been in this fight or this struggle or this educational mode now for well over 35 years. I attended Earth Day back in 1970 at my alma mater at Michigan State University. And back then, having traveled not only throughout the entire United States, but abroad in Europe with my father as a military man and outside the country, I had a much bigger world view at that time. And then in the last 35 to 40 years, I've traveled across six continents from the Arctic to the South Pole. And I had a chance to see exactly what Earth Day was all about, and also I got to see what overpopulation is all about. And it's really quite ugly around the planet, what humanity is doing to itself. And as you all know, the planet grows by well over 77 million human beings every year now. And that 77 million is literally starving to death. It can't get a glass of water. It can't live a decent life. It doesn't have any kind of a concept of what it's doing to itself, because it's producing so fast, reproducing so fast, that those third world countries are simply expelling their massive and excess human population load that's poor, that's illiterate, that has no educational background, has no skills, and simply dumping these people into first world countries. And it's a great human dilemma. My heart goes out to all of humanity over what we face here in the 21st century. And so what's going to happen to us? I can tell you that we're going to suffer no matter what your race, creed, or color. You're going to suffer water shortages that are going to span from California all the way to Georgia. We're going to have energy crises that are not going to be solvable, and they're going to be irreversible. In fact, I'm reading a book right now, Barbara Jean, that is titled $20 per Gallon by Chris Steiner at Forbes magazine, and the book is very powerful. And also in my book, America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans, I talk about the end of the age of oil and how much it's going to cost us as cheap fuel, cheap gasoline becomes a thing of the past. And Chris Steiner in this book, $20 per Gallon, says that within the next decade, we will have $10 a gallon gas. And then it'll go to $12. And we won't be able to have airplanes anymore. In fact, DIA and O'Hare and all these big airports will become the new graveyards for airplanes. It's going to really change the way this civilization operates, because we will no longer have this cheap energy called oil. And there's no alternative energy out there in any way, shape, or form that's going to be able to supplant oil. So we're going to have to literally constrict ourselves. And you're not going to see massive trade and travel anymore. You're going to have very much new type of transportation. It will be mass transportation. Kunstler says, and so does Richard Heinberg, whom I've interviewed, both of them, talk about train transit. And there will be no more airplane flights just coming and going. We're going to have food closer to home. Because we're going to have to grow it closer to home. You're not going to have a 1,500-mile salad plate every night. But beyond that, beyond the sheer numbers, we're going to see our country fracture into ethnic groups, which is happening now in France. It's happening in England and Norway and Sweden, certainly in Denmark. You're also seeing it in Austria and in Spain and so forth. And these groups are just non-assimilated immigrants that are coming into these countries and literally displacing the culture, displacing the language, displacing the way of life for all of these citizens in these countries, and the same is happening here into the United States. And so what's going to happen, for the most part, you're going to see an entrenched poverty. You're going to see new massive poverty throughout the United States of America, because when you have millions upon millions upon millions of people who can't read, who can't write, who do not do well in school, simply drop out, which we have right now, 60% and 70% dropout flunk out rates in our schools across from Los Angeles all the way to Denver and all the way to Detroit and into New York, you're going to have massive poverty, and you're going to have massive welfare, and it will break the system. And so what we built here in 233 years is simply going to degrade, and is going to lower, and expectations and standards will lower, and you're going to see, like I say, this new poverty class entrenched into the American way of life. You're going to see separation. You're going to see a lot of gated communities and people moving to other states where there's more, how would you say it, less crime. There's more opportunity for food and water and so forth, and it's really going to get down to a situation where we're all living a scarcity type of life, and really working to just gain water and food and shelter, and we're going to go back to much more basic living. And so that's what I am seeing for the future of America, the American dream and the American way of life. In fact, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, once said that the American way of life is non-negotiable. And then, of course, Mother Nature responded to that saying, "You want to bet?" And so that's pretty much is what's going to happen, because with this new 100 million people added to this country, and I don't see any change. I mean, I don't see the Congress. I don't see the American people understanding the ramifications of it. I see us just continuing down this path. We're adding 200 to 240,000 immigrants every 30 days. All total, we're adding 3.1 to 3.4 million people every year. So just take that times 26, and you've got yourself 100 million people added to this country. And by the end of 2009, we will hit 309 million. In other words, we've gone up 9 million since 2006. And so that's what we face. And I see it right now, the growth economy cannot continue, because the growth economy is a capitalistic system that wants more consumption and more per capita consumption, and therefore more heads and more bodies and more people to build houses and so forth. But you're doing it in a finite resource area, and at some point you overwhelm the carrying capacity. And once you do that, you simply don't have the resources, you don't have the water, you don't have the ability to continue this expansion. And what you're seeing in this country is we're living in a failed paradigm right now, and you're seeing the manifestations of it, because we have an expanding population of 3 million per year plus, and then we have lesser jobs because we have more technology doing the jobs, but we have more people added to that, so the job wages go down and the number of people goes up, and the hourly wage simply degrades, and then you have more cramming and jamming, you have more cities more crushed into each other. You have, of course, water crises, you have species extinction, you've got acid rain, you've got acidified oceans, you've got, you know, collapsing fisheries in the oceans and so forth. And so that's the reality we face, and we could change it. We really could change it. We have the ability to change it, but I do not see any change in Washington. I don't see any change in the Congress. And I don't really see any change in the American people understanding exactly what's coming at them. So I'm pretty sobered at what we face, because what we're doing, as I've said before, is the Hobson's choice. It's when you delay a decision, you delay an action for so long that you're finally put into a corner where you only have two choices. And door number one, you open it and you're forced to open it, and that's your one choice. You walk over a cliff. And door number two, you are forced to either take that one or the other one. And if you take number two, you simply walk through it and you have a quicksand. And both ways, you're pretty much screwed. And so I see this nation really degrading and devolving into an overpopulated, scarcity situation with, you know, climate destabilization, cities just charged up with too many people, unbelievable mass transit problems and energy problems, water problems that we cannot escape. So it's pretty sobering what we face, and I would encourage any of you, if you want to change that scenario, is to get involved and get in with numbersusa.com. We need to reduce all immigration into this country after a 10-year moratorium to less than 100,000 per year. And the reason we can do that is 100,000 is people egress this country every year, so that we can take in 100,000, then we can leave, the 100,000 are leaving will give us a net gain of zero, and then we would have a chance. But if we don't do that,
we'll go to break. We'll pick it up there when we come back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Back talk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Well, hello there and welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. You're listening to RBN. And today's guest we have on Frosty, and he was giving you the numbers and America and its unbelievable growth and the projected growth if nothing changes. And it's astounding to me. We all remember the Olympics, and we remember those nation states in their proud attire, their flags, their customs, and all of that, joining together for summer games or winter games. And it's an exciting thing. And a lot of times you can, after that, you'll maybe go to a search engine or you might be curious about a certain country. But by and large, Frosty, most countries do not have the population of the United States. We know that China has this extraordinary population, and we know that India has an extraordinary level of population and growth. Those two countries, and then are we third?
Yes, we are. And let me add to that. China is the most populated country in the world, and even with a one child per family, they're in very deep trouble because they still grow by 8 million net gain per year, and they're expected to add they're going to go from 1.3 billion to about 1.5 billion by 2050. That's 41 years from now. India, which has no birth control and no policy whatsoever for family planning of any kind, it grows by 12 million per year, and they are expected to grow from the current 1.1 million, a billion, to 1.55 billion by 2050 and actually overtake China. And already their water crises and their rivers and their food supplies are really ripe for massive famine and disease. And even worse than those two is the country of Bangladesh. Bangladesh has, and I've traveled through there, 144 million people in a landmass the size of Iowa. And unfortunately, within 41 years, they're expected to double the 144 million to 290 million by 41 years from now, by 2050. And they're facing mass starvation, massive death counts just from their environmental situation. But the third fastest growing country in the world is the United States, and it's caused by immigration because the American woman has been only averaging 2.03 children since 1970. So It's not us doing it to ourselves. And like most Western countries, we're all very stable and balanced, having replacement children for our population. What pushed us to add 100 million people from 1965 to 2006 was mass immigration brought upon us by the late Teddy Kennedy and his Immigration Reform Act of 1965. And it has destabilized our country. It's fragmented our country. It's caused linguistic chaos in our country. And now that we don't have our Congress and our presidents enforcing our borders, we're simply being overrun by this massive population load, again, of 77 million added per year, with no end in sight, ladies and gentlemen. This is not going to stop unless we stop it. And the reason I interview on, gosh, over 150 radio shows, I was on the Montel Williams yesterday, and I go on ABC and NBC and CBS and Fox and CNN, is to be that bicyclist who's already seen it. I've already seen what's coming, and it's up to us to literally change the course of history by our actions. But if we simply sit around and grumble and complain and we don't like what we see or what's happening to us and we do nothing, then what's happening to us will continue, Barbara Jean.
It's interesting to me that the blob, I learned to think in terms of Congress as a blob.
Yes.
The blob of Congress can't seem to energize or intellectually wrap their mind around the numbers of illegals that have entered the present policy, not working to the good of America, and their laxity or unwillingness to solve the problem and stand up and be counted as a proper senator or a representative of the United States of America. You wonder what on earth goes on. They can see the numbers, like maybe you and I can see the numbers. They could see the crime. They are talking about a health plan, right? But they already have to know that if you were to go to the waiting room of the ER, or as I have done, we would wait and wait and wait and wait, because a dominant faction of this country is having free health care, free emergency services at the expense of you and I, who are waiting in line dutifully and paying the bill.
Well, that's correct.
How can we let Congress stay back there one more minute without visits by the minute to every local office? I don't understand.
Well, I do understand. The reason we have this kind of incompetence with, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, who is extraordinarily incompetent, and then Harry Reid, who is completely out of touch, and the rest of the 535 members of Congress, is that they are living in a paradigm that is not touched by this thing. They don't have any affinity to it, because they are completely aloof to it. They are insulated from it. They're isolated from it, and it just simply doesn't touch them. And there are different paradigms out there. I understand the paradigm of numbers, and let me make it very clear: legal immigration.
We're going to go to break here. Okay. We're going to go to break here. We'll come back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you, and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July with Frosty Wooldridge, today's guest. We're talking about the change in your country, the culture, the invasion from another nation, and the fact that our press and leaders seem to be sort of distanced or immune from the reality. I believe on today's news there's another group of officers that are now working both sides in Mexico. There's trauma, treachery abounding in a country right next door. And yet we've had the North American Union merger of our three countries. Some of us are familiar with the SPP, an initiative of George W. Bush in 2005. And just in the last little while, the SPP website is going to maybe remain open, but no additions to it, and they're going to use the term North American Summit. But down in the fine print, it says that they'll work on harmonization and openness and all of the things that once stood for a nation, now covering three nations and secret closet dictators formulating policy. Going back to the numbers of, we'll call them residents or members or citizens of certain nations, we know the extraordinary population of China. We know the extraordinary population and attending problems. And we were going to go to Bangladesh, and we'll talk a little bit more there about more about that. In your mind now, think billions, and think if their modus operandi in those countries as of today, September 15th, is this huge push for vaccinating every member of their population. Can you visualize that? Or is this effort just for our consumption, maybe in Europe, England, or North America? maybe Canada. But, you know, it just doesn't quite make sense that we're all upset about this story of vaccination for the citizens here, and yet it would seem somewhat impossible to me to do something similar in those countries. I could be wrong. The other part of this, Frosty, as you and I have spent some good hours together through the years, what on earth is going on with money? The actual, you know, taking away of the strength monetarily of this nation. Today they're talking about regulations. Oh my goodness, every time something new happens, it seems like it's far worse than what we knew before. So trillions instead of billions now, and we're making this money, we're printing this money. I have this, I have this quote that might clarify something on the money story. More and more, Frosty, I'm thinking there is some grand, horrific design and agenda that we as citizens are part of the picture, helping to fulfill, but it will only be to our disaster and our detriment. The date of this is 1916. Wilson had second thoughts about the privately owned monopoly of U.S. credit or money he had helped create. And this is evidenced by this written remark of President Wilson placed on file in the Library of Congress in 1939. So this is President Wilson, under whose administration created the Federal Reserve. Today we're talking trillions, and Frosty and I are talking about the hopeful survival of the United States of America. Here is his quote. Our system of credit is concentrated in the Federal Reserve System. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all of our activities are in the hands of a few men. And you know what? He didn't say good men. Fast forward, 2009, I am absolutely, Frosty, I usually don't give out my opinion or my thoughts, but being that this time clock is winding down on lots of years on radio, I will say I am totally in shock and I'm totally appalled by the response to the heist, the taking of the monetary capability of the United States from September last until this very day. I am in shock. And as we are talking about regulations and further moves, and we still see Bernanke and Geithner, who are part of the problem out there, they are some of the very few men that hold the economic prowess of this nation in their hands and giving it away to foreign bankers, as far as I know. Anyway, just a little bit of a backdrop as we also deal with an invasion unchecked. I have to say there are those who do not want America to survive or succeed.
You would be very correct. Actually, I interviewed a man from Canada, and he was at this Canadian booth at a fair there in Montreal, which is completely turned inside out. And all these other, it was called Multicultural Fair, and all these other cultures, of course, have been immigrated into Montreal and Ottawa and certainly Vancouver, and they're actually displacing Canadians. And the Canadian said that, we had a little Canadian booth there, and somebody came up and said, why do you have a Canadian booth? This is no longer Canada. This is a multicultural country. And that was very telling, because the immigrants themselves are now making this country not America, not English language, not a culture of America, but a multicultural type of country. And when you start displacing the citizens of a country with those of other countries, which is happening in the United Kingdom, it's certainly happening in France, it's already happened in Holland, at what point does the multiculturalism simply obliterate the culture that was the host country and then turns the country into nothing but a polyglot? And then one writer wrote me and said, you know, multiculturalism is a crime against humanity, because what happens is you have a total mixing of the races at some point, so that there are no black people, there are no brown people, there are no white people, there are no Japanese, there are no French, there are no Germans, there are no Zimbabweans, there are no Africans, and so forth. It just becomes a hybrid mutt of humanity, and in reality, you lose the culture of whichever country, and you lose the integrity of that race of people, and you turn it into a hybrid mutt. And if this continues, there won't be any Chinese, and then you won't have any identity as a country, as a people, as a language. You will have this giant morass. And he said that's a crime against humanity. And so the question we have to ask ourselves as a civilization, do we want to lose America's culture? Do we want to lose America's language, which is English? Do we want to lose the quality of life and the standard of living that we have built up in this world compared to those countries who just haven't been able to do it? And they haven't been able to do it because they don't possess the educational levels. They don't have the brain power to do it. They don't have the cultures to do it. And so we're really at the precipice here. And it's a mini multi-fingered situation. And the only way that we can ever survive this thing as a people and as a culture and as a language is to stop mass immigration into this country, both legally and illegally, and only allow those who want to come to this country who speak English and who have an affinity toward the culture of the United States of America, which is Western civilization. Because if we drop ourselves down into the other civilizations that have failed, and that's the reason people migrate into our country, then we will simply become a failed culture and a failed civilization ourselves. And I can guarantee you this, Barbara Jean, if we add 100 million people to this country, we will fail as a civilization, because we will turn into a civilization's just fighting for water, fighting for energy, fighting for housing, fighting against one another, simply because we're no longer the same one people, e pluris unum. And that's what we're facing right now. And we're really in dire straits. I certainly hope that this country starts to understand that immigration is probably the greatest crisis facing America in the 21st century, both legal and illegal immigration. And that's just a fact. That's a reality. And either we do something about it or we become the victims of it.
Well, in all of the years on the air, I have had no problem with identifying the open border as the number one issue. The number one issue that would, if it is unattended, like we have repeated, unattended, open, the idea that we need to have all the refugees and we need to have all of this influx, we have to have the immigrants coming, and on and on and on. There should be a moratorium. How many years has it been since 1965, since we had this opening up with the legislation of Edward Kennedy?
Yeah, over 40 years,
about, okay.
Yeah, yeah. 65, 75, so, about 44 years, actually.
Okay, so let's say that we're going to have a moratorium tomorrow of 44 years on the influx of illegals. We're going to protect our border, and no more refugees, no more Hamas, no more Iraqis, none of that story, no more. We're going to stop right now, and we're not going to have any of the visas. We're just going to work things out, right? Intellectually, just look at what's out there intellectually as a teacher. Are you not appalled at some of the things that Comcast thinks is clever to put up in front of you as you go to your website and you try to get on your computer? Now, I look at that and I think, I guess maybe it's seasoning or something, but it just doesn't seem like their shot of the day or their idea of the day is very uplifting or intellectually inspiring. And, you know, you wonder, what on earth is it going to be like for your posterity? Question, how can it be? Maybe seasoned folks have always spoken thus, but I think there's a graver jeopardy today. We could conclude that. Don't you agree?
Well, there is, on many fronts. And again, as I've said, there are 15 million Americans that are out of work right now, and we're importing 200,000 immigrants every 30 days. And as of June, when we last spoke, I think I gave you the figures of 32.2 million Americans subsist on food stamps.
Right.
Well, as of September of 2009, that number has risen to 35 million Americans now subsist on food stamps. So you have to ask yourself the question, and ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're seeing that I'm very logical, I'm very practical, I'm very rational in what I'm bringing to you. Why would you add 200,000 people to this country who can't speak English, who don't have an education, and simply need housing, and they need food, and they need medical care, and they cannot be a benefit to this country when we already have 15 million Americans out of work and 35 million Americans who are living on food stamps right now? With all of that included, the Congress of the United States, which is supposed to represent American citizens and our interests, in fact, are representing everything but our interests, and that there's no way to solve this thing, and you can only make it worse by adding this massive load of, again, 2.4 million per year into this country with all of the ramifications that we already face, whether they're environmental, whether they're educational, whether they're prisons and incarceration, whether it's a health care crisis. How could it be intelligent to add another 200,000 every month to our already overloaded systems? And, of course, the answer is nothing is logical or rational in Washington, D.C., and even the current president lies to us about health care when he said, well, we're not going to have any illegals being able to, you know, get into this health care system. Well, he was lying. And, in fact, Joe Wilson of South Carolina said, you lie. And Joe Wilson was correct because Obama knew that the Democrats had stripped a bill, an identification bill, out of that main bill, a proviso, to make sure that anyone who gets universal health care is an American citizen. And Obama knew his Democrats did that, and so Obama knew he was lying when he lied, and maybe it wasn't right for Joe Wilson to say it there in the joint session of Congress, but he was telling the truth, and he was telling what every American was thinking, and we all knew that the health care situation is a lie, and that illegals can tap into it because there's no ID requirement. And I'll also add this to the health care issue that you want to vote against it, and that is this. If we continue on this path of adding 100 million people to this country in the next 26 years, a full 70 million of them will be immigrants who will be using all that health care but not putting any money into it because they'll be in the lowest rung of the financial ladder, if not totally on welfare. And so it will collapse. The whole system will collapse, and all of us will suffer the consequences of a collapsed system on that thing, Barbara Jean.
Even the Congressional Research Service, and I'm quoting, that most of the language in the main House bill, the bill you were referring to, and mm-hmm. Mr. Wilson was as well, main House bill does not include illegals, but has few mechanisms, and this is your point, for enforcing this. The bill's individual mandate to get coverage does include illegals. And that's out there. The congressional research actually said, yeah, it would handle and would cover illegals. So we'll have to say hail to Mr. Wilson, though you may have been out of order, right?
That's correct. Mr. Wilson may have been out of order, but I can tell you this. If I was sitting in that seat, I would have been out of order, too, because like any American, when you hear a lie, when somebody lies to you and you know they're lying and you sit back and you say nothing, then you're complicit in the lie because you said nothing because of your quiet. I'm a man who will stand up. And my father told me this, a U.S. Marine, Sergeant, Master Sergeant Howard Wooldridge. He said, son, you got to stand up when something's off or something's wrong or you feel strongly about something because there are 1,000 people behind you who are afraid to stand up. They're afraid to speak out. But when you do speak up and you stand up and you speak out, then you're going to speak for that 1,000 or 10,000 or a million or 10 million, and then you're going to give them more courage to also stand up and speak out. And so I really applaud Joe Wilson because he caught the President of the United States in a lie, and it's better to have that lie caught at the point of the lie, and then let it just go, and then the lie becomes worse and worse and worse, and the consequences grow and grow and grow.
Well, and we have to say thank you to him because of his taking the courage in a manner that is probably not proper, it made a difference because the Senate then is scampering to modify to a greater degree, and I guess, is it Schumer? Okay, Schumer was going to come forward with the reform for illegals as soon as he could, and so I think it kind of slowed down the story. We'll be right back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Frosty. I think you've got enough energy. I think you'll continue, and I would hope you would get the ear of congressmen or local leaders. I know you go everywhere with your voice, your writings, your books, but I would hope there'd be someone in Congress that would be knowledgeable like you are that would let you funnel your data, your information to them. How can a Congress be oblivious to 86 or 83% of Americans opposing illegals having health care as it could possibly be? Why don't they listen?
Again, the corporate interests are really the tail wagging the dog, and the dog is the Congress. The corporate interests are the ones that have allowed this massive invasion of our country. And I do explain it in my book. And for those of you who might like to get a copy of the book, and it, all the proceeds go to my efforts. And I'm actually in the process right now of calling all 535 congressional reps to tell them about the population issue. And I'm about 100 into that calling. And I talk 10 minutes to every aid that I get a hold of, and I've covered all of California already, but you can get a hold of America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans, by calling 1-888-280-7715. It's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And there are three chapters at the end of the book. Once you read the book, there's no going back. You'll understand everything that I understand. The book is very clear. It's very compelling in every chapter, whether it's the water crises we face or the energy crises we face or the quality of life we face or every one of the aspects of the end of the age of oil and so forth and energy costs and quality of life. But the key is that you can take action. I'm taking action every day. Like I said, I'm calling all 535 congressional reps, telling them, hey, another 100 million people in this country, driven by immigration, both legal and illegal, is unsustainable. It will degrade the American way of life so much so that we'll all be fighting for water, fighting for food, fighting for energy, fighting to keep our homes warm, and also fighting just to have a job that pays a decent wage so that we all don't. You know, most people don't realize that China, the average wage in China is between 33 and 85 cents an hour. That's what overpopulation does. It simply degrades the workforce down to the level of serfs. And then the rich class gets richer and the poor class gets poorer, and we will see the disappearance of the middle class in this country. So,
and that's
I really
been our most vibrant identity, the middle
been our,
class.
That's been America. The middle class, and I'm strictly middle class, folks. I drive a 12-year-old car. I live in a modest area, and I'm strictly middle class. And yet, I have had a great life because I've, you know, taken my resources and my hard work toward my travels. And I never thought or never knew what I would, in the last part of my life, would be able to explain to America that we're in a lot of trouble because of what I've seen in my travels around the planet. And it's going to take all of us to change this thing. And we can. I will say this, we can. It's called a consciousness shift. We need to educate ourselves. And you're listening to Barbara Jean and her great guests all these years, and they've educated you. So your consciousness shifts. And then you have
a caller that will try to work in here toward the end. Ray in Utah, welcome to Born on the 4th of June. Okay. We're going to close. We'll ask the caller to call in again tomorrow. Our time is up. And thanks to you, Frosty, for all the good work and all the many things that we have shared and you have taught me. Thank you so much.
God bless, Barbara Jean.
All right.
With recent internet